The All Day Breakfast Podcast, brought to you by Travel Solutions.
Hello, beautiful, and welcome to another All Day Breakfast Podcast. Another Friday, been and gone, mad thing, isn't it?
I know, it's a little week. Is it a week now? We go and skiing.
Oh, that's right. A week and Sunday.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, Sunday, 19th of February, Bulgaria is getting taken over, literally,
I know.
With 400 plus Q Radio listeners.
I cannot believe the amount of people are going.
Doubled.
Tripled, is it not?
Could be.
I think it's tripled, you know.
It's mad, and it's all thanks to the legends of Travel Solutions, as well as us, who sponsor this podcast. So thank you, Travel Solutions. We love you. We can't wait to have fun and some crack with you next week in Bulgaria on the ski trip. Travel Solutions, you can head onto their website, travel-solutions.co.uk, find out all the deals they have, all the stuff. You can ring them, 405030. It is 90-455-030. That is the number, isn't it?
Yes.
It's weird that I know that off by heart. That just goes to show how much of a fan of Travel Solutions I am. Do you know what? They could sort anything out for you. If you want to go anywhere, you name the place, even the moon, Travel Solutions would sort that out. They do little vouchers as well, so if you're thinking about getting a gift for somebody, you know, and you're thinking about treating them to a weekend away or something, get them a voucher.
Valentine's Day.
That's coming up. Yeah, we weekend away, or we romantic city break or something like that. Travel Solutions would sort you clean out. So website, travel-solutions.co.uk, or ring them, 455-030. Put an 02 at 90 at the start of it, that always helps. Right, what did we talk about this week?
Bunking school.
Oh,
or used
yeah.
to something, what did you call it? I'd never heard it before. Is it beaking?
On the beak.
On the beak.
That's what you used to say. I ain't got on the beak.
I've never heard that before.
And then sure, Americans, they say hooky.
Oh, hooky, yes.
We're going to play. We're playing hooky.
That sounds like a sport, doesn't it?
Sounds like hockey, only worse. You know what I mean? We're playing hooky.
Sounds sore.
I know. I couldn't believe. I thought your reason was weird for why you skipped school, and you'll find out why you skipped school in the podcast if you listen.
I thought yours was a bit weird too.
I think Jim maybe topped the list of,
he knocked it out of the hooky park
of weird reasons to skip school. And the funny thing was, it wasn't even Jim's decision to skip school, it was someone else's. So stay listening, you'll find out why Jim was pulled out of school. What else did we talk about? There was loads. The boxing.
The Bob, that was a big thing this week, of course.
Massive, massive thing. Oh, and I'm going to tell you now, on the intro for the podcast, I'm going for secret pints.
Who with?
Bridget.
No, you're not.
Bridges. Australian Bridges from South Shore, up the stairs. We're going to see the Wiggles. No, I'm joking. We're not going to see the Wiggles. We're going to the boxing event.
I'm jealous.
Jeff got me a ticket.
Oh, no. Well, I can't, do you know what, I can't complain because Jeff got me a ticket for Florence and the Machine.
You went for Secret Pints to Florence and the Machine, and then you went for Secret Pints with Jordan to the cinema.
I did,
Secret Popcorns. So, there you go. But
well, that's next week, but
Yeah, myself and Bridges! Bridges! Australian Bridget, you drongo! We're going. So, sorry. I didn't have a choice, to be fair. Jeff just gave one to Bridget and gave one to me, so.
Oh, enjoy. That will be a good event.
Yeah. It'll be class, can't wait for that. Right, we'll get our teeth sunk into the podcast. It's going to be a good one this week, so stay listening and enjoy.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Tiny Tempo on Q Radio. Happy Monday. Here's just you and I today. That's it, just the two of us. You know why? Yaz isn't in. No, she's not coming in. But she's coming in at 10 o'clock. You know why? Because she'll be hanging like Pat Butcher's earrings this morning. Oh, she'll be like a spaniel's ear. Jordan Humphrey's hen do last night. I'd say there are a couple of very messy girls out there this morning in Northern Ireland who were at Jordan's hen. Who has a hen on a Sunday? I mean, sorry Jordan if you're listening. If you're listening. She'll not be listening this morning. She'll be in her fifth sleep, or maybe she'll still be partying. Who knows? But yeah, Yaz will be in at 10 o'clock, so I cannot wait to see if she's fresh, because sometimes Yaz could surprise you. Yaz doesn't really. Yaz is one of those rare people that don't actually get hangovers. She just comes in and she gets on with it. She's just tired. That's the kind of thing, you know. But it'll be interesting, because I'd say that would have been a heavy night. There was a theme for Jordan Humphrey's hen party, and it was the Land of a Thousand Jordans, I think that was it, or the Night of a Thousand Jordans. Basically, all the hens went dressed up as Jordan. So imagine to my surprise when Yaz came into the studio last week and said, "Morning, Declan. Morning, Yaz. Could you do me a favour?" "Yes, Yaz. What do you need?" "You wouldn't happen to have white shoes, black leggings, a purple coat, and a brown wig." Imagine Yaz is surprised when I went, "Actually, yes." Yeah.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
BBD, Let Me Be Your Fantasy. Q Radio Breakfast for Monday. Did anyone see the headline of the Sun newspaper over the weekend? Oh my God. So Suzanne has sent me this from over the weekend. It's Liam Neeson and Conor McGregor, right? Liam Neeson has ripped into Conor McGregor. Obviously, there was some breaking news over the weekend that Conor McGregor's going to be making his return to the UFC. There's going to be a fight and all that. Hope he gets his pan knocked in, not going to lie. Liked him at the start, turned into a bit of an idiot. But Liam Neeson has went all Mac Attack on McGregor. He called him Leprechaun-er McGregor. He said he's like a wee leprechaun. He said he may have to square up to him because all of his fights are like a bar fight. So, I'm gonna throw this question out there, right? Who do you think would win a fight? Conor McGregor or our Liam Neeson? Just imagine Liam Neeson, the press conference, if it was UFC 554 or something. McGregor versus Neeson. "You're a two-weight world champion, Liam. You'll never beat me. Look at the sleazy. Look at the stadia." "You wouldn't mess with me, Connor. I've got a very particular set of skills."
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
I've been looking forward to this. Right, here in Northern Ireland, we are very lucky. We've got some of the best comedians in the world, and I'm just going to say that. We have a very strange sense of humour here in Northern Ireland, and our comedians get that. Because, you know what? They've all got together, and they're all raising money for Pips NI Suicide Prevention, a charity that, let's face it, you know, appeals to everybody. Everyone knows somebody who's been affected by suicide and mental health and stuff like that, right? Now, our comedians, to raise money, rather than putting on a big comedy marathon show and, you know, each of them doing a 15-minute set, our comedians thought it would be a fantastic idea to batter the living daylights out of each other. We have got the biggest names in comedy who are going to be fighting in a boxing ring. The likes of Paddy McDonald, Mickey Bartlett, Shane Todd, Mark McCartney, Claire Corrigan, Ian Thompson. I could go on and on and on. Here to tell us more about it today, let me introduce them.
The Valentine's Day Massacre Boxing Event in support of Pips and I.
Johnny Bow and Shane Todd. This has got to be some matchup, lads. This is class. I don't know who I would put my money on.
Why?
what a glance from Shane.
Diplomat.
There.
Oh.
So unbelievable. How did you two get matched together? Is it just basically the pick two?
Well, I was September. I was at a wedding and got a text from Shane, and the text literally just said, "Johnny, what do you weigh?" Which I thought was a bit personal, but. And then the next text says, "Will you fight me?" This is no context. No context.
That's the most Belfast thing I've ever heard in my life. "Will you fight me?"
Hollywood.
Yeah. Sorry, Hollywood.
So when we're putting this together, the idea was it had to be people that. Matchups with people that either hadn't boxed before, or if you have boxed before, then you got to fight someone who also boxed before. And if you look at me and Johnny, I think you quickly realise these guys have never. Boxed. So no. I don't know. I just with stand up, you got to think who is like my kind of body size. And Johnny's one of the only guys I can fight.
I love Johnny Bowes, like the McGregor of the comedian boxing world. He's come in like suited and booted, waistcoat, tie, blazer. Shane, what are you sporting there?
It's just his hour jumper, mate. But that's part of it. Like Johnny's got to dress up. He's making a statement. I just let my fist do the talking.
Are you doing the more relaxed approach? Let him shout about it, and you'll just sort of.
My training camp's done, Declan.
So describe, what was your training camp? What did it consist of?
Like high altitude. Like basically.
Cave Hill, was it?
I was basically running about Cave Hill with a plastic bag in my head. But yeah, okay. I don't want to give too much away, but I've been working with Sean McComb. Uh-huh. Miss Ed Fitness. Sean's a champion boxer. So you know, it's been great. Yeah,
I'm just laughing when you're talking. I'm watching Johnny's facial expressions.
Well, no, he's just
and he's
just
trying not to laugh at you.
No, it's not. It's just this is his first radio interview, so he's just nervous.
Yeah, I've had Johnny on the show before. Johnny's been on the show.
This isn't my first rodeo. It's my second.
So Shane's been up Cave Hill with plastic bags. What's your training camp been like?
I've been training.
I've heard rumours that you've been like proper sparring and all. Like,
oh, I've definitely sparred. I've been training up in Carrickfergus. Evolution Gym. It's Ian Mahood and Nathan's been my trainer for most of the time, but they're training world champion, future world champion. But no, it's been great. I really enjoyed it, and yeah, they put me in the sparring, like I'd say, like the second week it was there. Like, so
here's a question I'm going to ask: have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah, first year in school. Yeah,
how did it go? What was it over?
It was over in about 20 seconds.
Was there the out? Who won?
Obviously me. In first year I was bigger than the fourth year. Like,
and then who threw the first punch?
I threw the only punch.
Who do you think will throw the first punch between you and Shane?
Like today,
will you just dance around for a wee bit, or will you just go hell for leather?
It might be a lot of dancing.
How's the diet been, Shane? Have you been like raw eggs in the morning?
My diet's always good, just Nando's.
Full of protein.
Yep.
So you've been just stocking up on the protein.
Yeah. No, I'm not exaggerating. I'm probably the fittest kid in Northern Ireland. Always. I mean, not even like for doing this.
He's definitely the fittest.
Pardon? Which I just technically take it again.
He's definitely the fittest 35-year-old kid. Like.
Oh my god! And what have you been? Have you been proper watching the, you know, watching the intake and all, John?
Been help from Greg quite a lot.
Greg's. You've gone for the sausage roll based diet, have you?
That's what's working, like.
Protein shakes and all that.
You're just blended sausage rolls. Yeah.
Johnny's bulked up to 6 stone here for this.
Well, guys, I think it's brilliant what yous are doing. It's all for a worthy cause. We're actually going to auction off some tickets to this event, which is rarer than Rocking Horse. It's like your family members can't even get tickets for this.
I've never had this for even a gig, unfortunately. Like, for the amount of people trying to get tickets, giving off and not being able to get tickets, we just totally misunderestimated. Yeah. Is that a word? Underestimated.
Thank you, Johnny. It's mad because you can come back from this next year. If you're going to make it an annual thing, you'd probably sell out the SSE. In fact, you would.
Well, that'd be my third time. I want to just retire, 1-0.
I think it'd be good if we'd done a little sort of trash talking, you know, back and forward. So you can decide among yourselves who you would like to serve, who you would like to go first. But if you could both face each other, I think we need to take this as serious as we possibly can.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Round one, fight!
Guys, I'll leave it over to you. Who wants to serve?
I'll go first.
Go for it.
Now, first of all, Declan, you come to the right guys when it comes to trash talk. Get ready for this, Johnny.
All right.
Johnny's my favourite comedian. In opposite land.
You're not going to need any tea on the night, but you will need a tea towel, because that's what you'll be throwing in after the first round.
Right, they don't use tea towels in boxing, just let you know.
Oh, my mistake.
Johnny works in a suit shop. Hopefully he gets a friends and family discount, because in a few weeks, his friends and family will need to wear a suit. Your funeral.
I heard the first time your trainer asked you to give him a 1-2, you said, testing, testing.
A lot of people got their jobs in the SSE. Johnny will be getting his in the Ulster Hall. I'm going to vaccinate.
I've always looked up to you as a comedian, but when it comes to boxing, you're only 5'11", so it's time for you to look up to me.
I heard when they asked Johnny to spar, he turned up with a big bag for life and a list.
It'll be an honour and a privilege to get in the ring with one of the most naturally gifted comedians this country has ever produced, because after our fight, I'm going to have a scrap with Mickey Bartlett.
Mm-hmm. Johnny will be seeing stars on Saturday night. And I don't mean me and Paddy McDonald.
After the fight, you're going to have to rename your podcast to A&E with me.
Adam Ferris, that you'll be there too, though.
Oh yeah, I'll be holding your hand.
Do you know I'm going to win this fight?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I'm going to enjoy watching you try.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
And finally, Declan, I was just asking you, if you'd watched the finale of Happy Valley.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, he's just too busy on his Insta.
I'm looking at the camera and what it's picking up here, the studio camera.
Okay, professional as always. Say no more. You've changed since you got that Porsche. But the climax of Happy Valley has been heralded as by TV critics as a sensational end to a truly great drama and a heart-stopping triumph. I'll not spoil it, but millions of people tuned in last night to see the final showdown between Sarah Lancashire's Catherine Haywood and the villainous Tommy Lee Royce. I know.
Did you tune in?
I did.
Happy Valley fan?
I do like Happy Valley. I do.
Really guilty pleasure yours, is it?
It's not guilty. It's just a well-done drama. I was looking forward to chatting about it with Yaz today, but sure, she was out gallivanting last night for Jordan's Ender, so
I know,
we'll just have to wait till later.
She's coming in for a show at 10 o'clock. What do you reckon?
Pieces. She's going to be in pieces.
should we really do something clever and like change the first few songs to like, you know, something suitable for her mood?
I like this is going. Get listeners to message in with their song suggestions.
I'm thinking, should we do that? We'll get a few suggestions.
Let's boys will be boys, mischief makers.
Yes.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Sam Smith on Q Radio. Oh, hey. Look who it is.
Look who the cat dragged in.
Oh,
yep,
my
backwards.
Goodness. Oh, my God. Do you know what? Surprisingly fresh as well.
Yeah.
You're looking fresh.
Thank you very much.
I didn't think I would say it. How are you so fresh?
I don't know. Well, do you know what? I had like about 2 or 3 drinks and that's about it.
Oh,
so
my God.
That I know. Thankfully I did, because that drill would not be a good thing. But no, I'm all good.
That's unbelievable.
Sounds like they're going to come through that ceiling any
I'm
minute
waiting
now.
I'm on a man landed on the desk in front of me. Anyway, sorry.
So
Jordan's hen.
Yeah, it was amazing. I can only give you like the PG version, but it was really, really good. And we all, there was like maybe 13, 14 of us, and we all had to dress as Jordan.
Oh, it's amazing. Was it? I think the theme was like Night of a Thousand Jordans,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So good. Which Jordan did you go
well,
as?
Well, I went as like work Jordan. So I actually, you know, I came in here and I borrowed the mug that I bought her anyway, and a packet of Pom Bears. I thought they were hers anyway, so took that. But I also, you know, she's got a very famous sort of lilac-y purple coat that she wears.
Oh, I know the coat. I know the coat.
So I managed to get my hands on one of those, and then I was wearing these, is it mum jeans or whatever that Jordan wears?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I've got a pair
light
of those.
Light blue sort of mum jeans,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I borrowed your trainers.
You did.
Chunky trainers, and you're like size 10, so I thought, I hope Jordan does not take offence to me wearing size 10 trainers.
Big canoe boots.
Yeah, I felt really guilty. But she loved it.
Do you know what? But you put up a picture, was it on your Instagram? Someone's Instagram,
yeah.
And someone took a photo of you from behind.
Yeah.
And I swear you would swear it's Jordan. Like, you. It's the ringer.
I know.
Like, it is. It's Jordan, in fact. I thought it was. I was like, no, that is Jordan. That's not. And I was like, no, that's Yaz.
That's me.
Like, no way. That's Jordan. But anyway, I'm sure you're probably going to share it on the socials at some point.
I will do. Yeah, yeah,
talking
yeah,
about
yeah.
What other kind of Jordans was there? So you were working
there was
Jordan?
One that, well, one our friend Rebecca basically put, and I don't remember Jordan doing this, but I think she did it during lockdown, and she dressed in like Tesco bags. Can you remember that? Plastic bags.
Oh, I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then there was Take Me Out Jordan. So a friend that she met on Take Me Out, she dressed as Jordan from Take Me Out. So blonde, because Jordan was blonde in those days.
That's right. That's unreal. Well, as long as you had a good night,
really
you're not
good.
Too worse for wear.
No,
that's
no,
good
no,
too.
No, no.
I'm good. Away to unplug your man's drill here. Yaz on after 10. Stick around.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson. These days. The Valentine's Day Massacre Boxing Event in support of Pips and I.
So every day on The Breakfast Show, we're going to have one of our Northern Irish comedians taking part in the Valentine's Day Massacre on just to basically talk a little bit about the event and slag their opponent more than anything, really. Today's guest is going to be Mickey Bartlett. I do need to ring him, so hopefully he answers his phone, because that would be a great start.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mickey?
It is indeed.
Mickey, Deggy from Q Radio, how are you getting on?
Not too bad, how's things?
Good, yes, not too bad. I'm glad I managed to speak to you about this, Mickey. I was slagging you off, actually. I had Shane Todd on yesterday, and I had Johnny Bow on too. Did you hear my impression of you?
Well, yeah, I was about to say, like, you were all like, I think you went, did Mickey go, guys, should we just punch each other in the face? And I was like, I mean, totally did.
I thought it was pretty spot on.
I'll be honest with you, man. All I saw the video, and all I could do was look at your hairline. And like that, I'll say this to your listeners: you're a man who never needs to go to Turkey. That is a beautiful head of hair.
Thank you very much. I look like Jedward's dad. Do you not think? Like big quiff and all. Well, here, Mickey, you've been flat out. You're in your prime at the minute. You're training away for this, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Never been fitter. I'm down to 3 Chinese a day, rolling up pizza and just putting them into a blender. You know, I'm in agony, Jackie. I swear to God, it's the I wish I'd never opened my mouth about this. I've never been in so much pain.
The guys yesterday were telling me this was all your idea, like pre-COVID. You just sort of went, let's do this, let's all fight. And
yeah, well, it was the weird thing about it was I thought it would be a good team building exercise. You know, I thought it'd be nice for the comedians to do something together, but I forgot how big our egos are. So it's become it's warlike. People are taking this very seriously.
it's absolutely mad, because I've seen title fights in the SSC from like professional boxers that haven't had as much hype as this. It's nuts. It's got more hype. It's like, you know the way kids are running around looking for Prime energy juice? This is like the adult version of that. You can get tickets nowhere, but we, Q Radio, have some.
It surprises us all. It sold out so quickly. The boxers, we don't even have tickets for friends and family.
I know. That's what I'm saying, everybody. Like, your other halves, your partners, your girlfriends, your wives, your partners literally can't go to this because the tickets went so fast.
Yeah. It's been annoying me. It took me, I think, 12 years to sell out the Ulster Hall. And then turns out if I'm doing it for no money and getting punched in the face, people will go see that. No problem at all.
I want to talk to you about the guy you're facing, Mark McCartney.
Yeah, or Mark McCartney, RIP, as he's now known.
Have you spoke to him? Obviously, I've seen you. We're doing a wee bit of a podcast there recently. What podcast were you on? Who was it?
So it was a podcast I do called Dexter and Yums. Okay. And I have to say, hats off to him. Mark McCartney turned up with a bag of props and hosted my wick for an hour. And it's a mixture between the sort of the comedian in me was going, this is the funniest thing that's ever happened, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and the human being who is boxing him on Saturday was thinking, I'm going to kill him.
I see, didn't he put your face beside Jesus or something, like a holy picture?
He put my face beside Jesus. He brought a bottle of holy water. He brought egg and onion sandwiches and a flask of tea.
A proper wick.
A proper wick.
That's amazing. Egg and onion sandwiches. Oh, yeah, Jesus. That,
and he, do you know what? And he knows I hate egg and onion sandwiches too, so he ate one sitting beside me and I nearly boked.
I think, do you know what? I've done the whole radio presenter thing and I went on to his Instagram for a wee creep and all. He's one picture. He looks a bit like Alan from The Hangover.
I think he looks a bit like, if you look at him really closely, he looks like the comedian Norm Macdonald.
He really
but
does, actually.
But I tell you what, on Sunday morning, he's one of the, like, something you find at the side of a road.
Unidentifiable, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly.
He's going to have no teeth. His nose is going to be around the back of his head.
Here, I'm looking at some of the power-ups here. Like, you have got a bang on, like Paddy McDonald and Ronan Boyle.
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting fight.
And then you've Shane Todd and Johnny Bo. They're both built like fags, and they're going to be like...
Yeah, they're built like a side of a fiver.
They're going to be swinging away at each other. It's going to be class. Like, but the reason we have you on as well, Mickey, obviously it's for a really, really good cause, Pips NI. How did you decide on the cause? Did you all just sort of come together on this and go, right, we're going to do this for Pips, it affects everybody, so many people?
Yeah, pretty much that was it. I think, you know, like the way things are in Northern Ireland at the minute, I don't think there's anybody in the country that hasn't been affected by suicide and things like that. So for us, it was just the main focus of it. So it's a cause we've done a bunch of stuff for Pips in the past, and I think it's just something we're always behind, so it just made sense, you know.
Absolutely. Well, as I say, we're hoping our listeners can get behind it as well. Donate any amount, greatly appreciated. Head on to our socials. Bid for the tickets as well, because I could be calling you on Friday to let you know you're going to see the Valentine's Day Massacre. Love the name, by the way. It sounds so lovely, but at the same time, it sounds like it's got to be mental. You know what I mean? Like one of those ones.
Yeah, it's not even on Valentine's Day, which is, I don't know whose idea that was.
Well, it's a couple of days before, so not too bad. What if yous are all heading out for Valentine's Day, like for dates with your other halves and whatever, and yous have like black eyes? Eyes and cuts and have you stopped?
I mean, I don't have to worry about that, and neither does Mark, because nobody go with him. Well, he's had a hard time getting a woman already. It's going to be a worse time whenever he's got no head.
I was going to say, if before we let you go, have you got a message for Mark, your opponent, who you're going to be faced on Saturday?
I'm going to spell the message out in Morse code on his ribs.
And there you go. On that note, Mickey, good luck on the fight. Good luck with the event. And don't be a stranger. Go back and talk to us anytime, mate.
Absolutely, man. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. I could have
my Gucci. The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Declan, today is Safer Internet Day, and the Education Authority here is launching guides for schools, parents and guardians for the use of TikTok. It will promote the safe, responsible and positive use of the social media platform and for young people, and highlight the potential risks associated with it. And I only bring this up because yesterday, imagine my delight when I came home and sat down on the sofa to relax after a day at work and looked on Instagram to find that a certain someone... Listeners, I felt violated. I felt objectified. I felt vulnerable. I know I'm being facetious, but to put it nicely, Declan Wilson took a video on and put it up on Instagram of my crotch.
No, well, I'll tell you what happened. It's just
my crotch.
Because Yaz sits down in the studio, so the camera was pointed down. But anytime you talk, it triggers the camera to zoom in to the area where the camera's pointing. It just so happened that it pointed there.
Yeah, my crotch was talking, and we'll not go any further with that.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Oh, excuse me, Yaz. Had eggs this morning. No, I'm joking. It's not me. It's you can tell we've got the builders in, can't you?
Yes.
They're obviously sorting out the offices upstairs. We're getting them newly refurbished here at Q Radio. But every so often, Bob and Wendy plug in their drill. There it is.
I'm getting motion sickness.
That's not a drill. That's a jackhammer. What is that? Hear it? Jeepers me! Oi! Quiet! Do the radio show here. Stop. I will just truck on.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Madonna's take on ABBA. I was just saying to you that I thought that came out in 2003. When did it come out?
2005.
That's mad. I just remember the music video because I used to sit watching The Box music channel on rotation.
I loved The Box.
It was class.
Oh, it was so good.
But I remember that coming on. I remember the pink. Was it a pink leotard?
I want to say I sort of see it in a pink and blue sort of leotard.
You compare in that compared to the Grammys. She looked like Wednesday Addams in the Grammys. Yeah. Wearing the black suit. No, she looked like an Undertaker or something. Now here, just before news, I was talking about Lizzo. She skipped school for an artist.
Yeah.
To go and see an artist perform. And if you were watching the Grammys, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Beyonce, whoo! In the fifth grade, I skipped school to see you perform. My sister, she got me out of school. It was literature, I'm good. And where are you at, Beyonce? My eyes are wet. You changed my life. You sang that gospel medley, and the way you made me feel, I was like, I want to make people feel this way with my music. So thank you so much. You clearly are the artist of our lives.
Isn't that lovely, Bob?
I've got goosebumps.
It's really, really... Yeah. Like, if you were Beyonce and you were sitting listening to that, would you not think, I'm class? Like, yeah. You would. You'd think, look at the impact I've had on that young, upcoming artist. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. I can't believe she's late, though.
I know.
The Grammys.
Oh, I know. Due to traffic?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But here, do you know what I thought was brilliant about the whole thing? The fact that Lizzo loved Beyonce so much, she skipped school to go and see her.
I know.
I thought that was amazing. So, I thought it would be fun, and it's not smart or clever to do this, kid, so don't do it, because you would get in a lot of trouble, and you would get a lot of punishments, and that's not what you want. But have you ever skipped school for a specific reason? Like going to see an artist, or going to do something, or have you went on the beak?
Well, I did. I did. I, for a celebrity...
Yes. Yes.
It was. I loved Vic Reeves when I was like 11.
Your man done shooting stars?
Yeah. Oh, I was obsessed with Vic Reeves, and I knew he was going to be on a show called Pebble Mill.
Okay. And you peaked school.
So I said to my mum, "Oh, I'm not feeling too well. I can't go to school." And it was really just because Vic Reeves was on Pebble Mill.
No. So did you do the whole thing? Oh, mum.
Yeah.
Oh, mum, I'm not feeling too well. Oh, Yasmin, better get the cowl pull.
Well, that too. Yeah.
I'm on sofa for the day. So you didn't go into school. Did your mum go to work then?
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so shocked.
I know. I never did make a habit of it, but like Vic Reeves, I had to see him. I had to see him.
And did you?
Oh yeah. He was in there. You know, I still do like him, but I mean, oh, I was obsessed with Vic Reeves.
Well, as you know, I was an angel, and I had 100% attendance.
Did you?
No.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson. Get
on up. So Lizzo admitted at the Grammys that she went on the beak of school. She skipped school to go and watch Beyonce perform. Yaz has just admitted that she pretended to her mum she was sick to stay off school to watch Vic Reeves. I thought you meant meet Vic Reeves.
Oh, I wish. I'm still waiting on that hat. I'd love
you
to meet Vic Reeves.
Stayed off school to watch him on TV.
On Pebble Mill it was called. I think it was on the Beeb, and it was a bit like This Morning.
Do you know what? It just goes to show there was no luxury of catch up then, was it?
I know. No? Nah, I should have just asked my mum to record it.
Nowadays have the Netflix. Jacks and the iPlayers and the Primazons and all that stuff there. Back in our day, we did just old-fashioned bake school if I wanted to watch Vic Reeves. Unreal. Loads of these are coming in. Does leaving school at lunchtime count?
That counts.
Okay. Well, I did that, but it wasn't for an artist. It wasn't for a band.
What was it for?
You'll not believe me when I tell you. It's really silly.
Like, oh, no.
Really silly, uh-huh. But I think you'll get me.
Okay.
I'll tell you in 5, right?
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Tom Grennan here, talking about going on the beak this morning. I mean, don't do it. We're not telling you to do that. We're just telling stories about a time we have done that. Because Lizzo admitted at the Grammys that she skipped school to go and see Beyonce perform. Yaz admitted she skipped school to go and, well, watch Vic Reeves on a TV show. Jim, what do you think of that?
That's a pretty cool way to skip school.
Yeah, well, he was on Pebble Mill and I really fancied him, so... Well, didn't want to go to school that morning.
My story's less rock and roll. I left school at lunchtime one time because, right, see, from fourth year up, you could leave, you could go out and get your lunch in, like, shops, or you could leave school.
Yeah.
You didn't have to go to the canteen or bring in a cheese string and a baby bell. You could leave school and get your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
There was a shop down the road called Tucker's. Shout out Tucker's.
Be careful how you say it.
It's on the bed.
Is it still there?
I think so. I don't know. I went to LaSalle anyway. If you went to LaSalle, you'll know. You walked down at lunchtime, you got your sausage rolls, but you had to be there. It was first come, first serve. Because if you weren't there first, all the fourth years up got them all.
Oh, no.
So, by the time we, as little second years, were getting out of school, they were gone. So you were never got
them. You skipped school for a sausage roll.
I skipped school for a sausage roll. I say that proudly.
It's on a CV, listeners.
It's not just the sausage rolls. These were the sausage rolls.
They must
rolls.
Have been.
They were god-tier sausage rolls. Class. So, you skipped school for Vic Reeves. I skipped school for a sausage roll.
Jim?
Well, my mummy many years ago took me out of school because nobody else would go with her to go see Cliff Richard.
You win.
Congratulations.
There we go.
That's one of his songs.
You're officially the saddest man in the world.
You know what, even worse, at the time, I was that young, even worse, I remember saying to my uncle at the time, kind of saying, that was the best concert ever, and it often gets kind of brought back up every so often.
We are three losers. We really are three losers.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
So don't call me up. Do call me up because we're talking about times where you may have skipped school to do something like attend a concert or something like that. Like Lizzo said at the Grammys the other night, she skipped school once to go and watch her idol Beyonce perform. Got a couple of voice notes coming in.
Good morning, Declan. Good morning, Yaz. It's Caroline here from Belfast. I skipped school to go and stand outside the King's Hall to see Garth Brooks in concert. So it was in the 90s. My friends skipped school and we were the first in line, and it was a really bad, cold, wet day. And we were there from like 7 o'clock in the morning, first in the queue, and we queued up all day to get front row to see Garth Brooks. We, as soon as the doors open, we run into the King's Hall and we were front row for Garth Brooks. I was holding his hand as he was singing away. But the thing is, my friend pretended that she was actually going to school and she was standing outside the King's Hall, and her mum was come past on the bus and she got caught missing school for Garth Brooks. But yeah, kids, don't do it. But it was definitely worth it.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
And then finally, Britney Spears fans have been left a wee bit stunned after she uploaded a video of her belting out Oops I Did It Again without auto-tune and without a filtered voice, and she's getting dogs abuse. I don't think it's that bad, but I hear.
I did it again. I played with your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh baby, baby, ooh, you think I'm in love. Dancing from above.
Some of the comments are brutal. Will you hear this? Someone said, oh my god, how flat does Britney sound? Britney, you sound awful. Are you sick? You know what I say?
Leave Britney alone.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson. You're the one.
No joke, one of my favourite Beyoncé songs, and Beyoncé must have a massive head at the minute because Lizzo was praising her at the Grammy Awards, and that's actually what we're talking about this morning. Lizzo actually skipped school. Well, I'll let Lizzo tell you.
Beyoncé, in the fifth grade, I skipped school to see you perform. My sister, she got me out of school. It was literature. I'm good. And where you at, Beyoncé? My eyes are wet. You changed my life. You sang that gospel medley, and the way you made me feel, I was like, I want to make people feel this way with my music. So thank you so much. You clearly are the artist of our lives.
Unbelievable. How big-headed would you be if you were Beyoncé? Now, this morning, I asked Yaz, have you ever skipped school? You skipped school to watch Vic Reeves on TV.
Yep.
We asked Jim, did he ever skip school? His mum let him beat school to go and see Cliff Richard.
Because she had no one else to go with.
Oh, that's the best thing I've ever heard. I skipped school to go and get a sausage roll. It's probably worse, to be fair. More of your voice notes are coming in. Who's this?
I had 100% attendance in school right up until I was fifth year. And then when I went into sixth year, my mummy decided that it was my choice if I went to school or not. So I used to go in the mornings, get marked in, go home and wash my hair. That happened a couple of times a week. And I was never caught for it.
And then you would have fleeced your bank account for the EMA.
Yeah. Radio Breakfast. With Declan Wilson.
Cheers, Declan. Appreciate it.
Coming up.
When you keep one of those coming in, have you ever skipped school? And don't do it, kids, because it's not clever.
The All Day Breakfast. With Declan Wilson.
Sugar babes, about you now, Wednesday's Brekkie with Decky. Hope you're doing okay. So all week we've been talking about the big event that's going to be happening this Saturday. Monday, we were joined with Shane Todd and Johnny Bow. They face each other on the Valentine's Day Massacre. We had Mickey Bartlett on the show yesterday. Today, we have the absolutely lovely Claire Corrigan and Ian Thompson.
The Valentine's Day Massacre Boxing Event in support of Pips and I.
So first of all, right, I need to ask the question, right? Comedians, boxing, where in the world did this come from?
I think it was Mickey Bartlett's initial idea.
So Mickey Bartlett randomly one day just come in and go, I think it would be funny, guys, we just absolutely battle life out of each other.
Pretty much.
And that was it.
I think he was on Shane Todd's podcast one day, and like, you know, Shane knows a few of the local boxers, and Mickey was just like, you know, we should do this for charity sometime, you know, we'll take a professional boxer each to train us, get two teams and go for it. And then the sort of, there was a bit of enthusiasm, then there was the lockdowns and everything else. So it was sort of put on the back burner.
So it's been sort of planned for that long, like pre-COVID,
well,
like sort of.
Talked about for that long.
Yeah.
But I think it was really only about October, November that people started making serious and inquiries.
Who started it? Who like literally went, right, we're doing it, that's it?
Shane, was it?
Was it Shane?
I think so, aye. Shane Todd, yeah.
You, Claire, who are you facing?
So I'm facing Rachel McPeak.
This is mad. And by the way, Claire, you came in, you shook my hand, you cracked my finger. That just goes to show the strength that you have. You told me a story, and I want you to tell it again. What happened when you were training? Was it your best mate or something?
Well, it's Cully I know from Oma. She let me spar with her. She's been training the past 8 months in boxing. So I came in the spar with her, and about 30 seconds into the spar, and I just basically knocked her out. She fell to the ground, and she woke up to black eyes the next morning.
So, no!
Yeah, I was only messing around. Like, I wasn't taking it serious. I have not been taking it serious at all. Until we had to get the gum shields moulded. Mm-hmm. That's whenever I realised that this is serious, because Paddy McDonald put it up in the group that we need to get these moulds done, because we get brain damage. And that's when I was like, wait,
you
what?
Hear that and you're like, what?
Why would we be getting brain damage when this is only a wee mess about? Like?
My sparring sessions have pretty much been the opposite of that.
Okay, well, I only had my first sparring session there on Tuesday.
I'm sorry,
that's
I just laugh at the way I'm not taking this serious, but it sparked her out and gave her two black eyes. Like, that's just unbelievable.
I was only messing around. Like, but Ian,
tell us a wee bit about, you've come here in your actual work clothes.
Yes.
You are a landscape gardener, you were saying.
That's right, yep. So,
so is your training camp sort of like, you know, lifting slabs of turf and concrete and throwing them down aggressively? And
been doing a fair bit of turfing recently, actually, and shifting wheelbarrows full of grit and stuff. So
here.
I think there is an element of sort of endurance and strength that I didn't realise in work.
See, but all them others are laughing away in their gym with kettlebells and think you're exactly doing real proper lifting wheelbarrows and turf over the shoulders.
Yeah, but none of the bags of turf or none of the rolls of turf are smacking me in the face. That's the big,
exactly,
that's
this
the
is
big
true.
Difference.
So have you've obviously you've been sparring yourself.
Yes.
Have you took a punch?
Oh,
aye. How do you?
So I was a last minute call up. So I'm fighting Cormac McDermott, and whoever he was fighting initially pulled out the night before it was announced. So I was just called up last minute, and other than the fact that he's 12 years younger than me, has experience as a kickboxer, is 3 inches taller than me, and ran 2 marathons last year, I think it's going to be too tight to call, you know?
It's not ideal, like.
So we'll see see how it goes.
Would you back yourself for the fight?
Do you know something? I've actually surprised myself.
Really?
Surprised myself how much I've been enjoying taking the hits and everything.
Yeah.
But on the night, it's a whole different story. You know, when you're walking out with the lights and the crowd and the music, just have to see what happens on the night.
It is class.
I'm not a competitive person, so if I'm lying in a pool of my own blood after 10 seconds, I'll just be happy as long as go up and walk in the music.
You took part. That's exactly. All that matters, exactly. Do you know what? We were speaking about the cause there. It is for a phenomenal cause. Really, really good. Can you tell us a wee bit about why you're doing it for this cause?
I'm doing this very personal to me. It's very close to home, and I'm just glad to be taking part and helping out in any sort of way.
No, you're okay. This is why it's been a phenomenal demand for tickets as well, because you family members you guys have can't even get tickets for this. Mm. Like, it's insane.
I think it's hopefully going to raise a small fortune for Pips. And again, like, it's very sort of personal. I have bipolar disorder. I was diagnosed in 2001. I've had a couple of like severe bouts of depression, unfortunately. And Pips just do great work, you know, helping support people with mental health issues. So
I think it's great as well because it's raising awareness of it. A lot of people don't realise that it's out there, don't realise that there's support, don't realise that it's very easily accessible, and not just for people who are, you know, like the likes yourself, but people who have actually been impacted by suicide, that they can reach out and help them get through it. You know, they also provide that service, so definitely raising awareness for it, you know.
I think what you are doing is fantastic. I think, you know, the comedy scene here in Northern Ireland has grown massively.
It's absolutely booming since lockdown.
Well, guys, listen, it's been lovely to chat to you. I wish you both the best of luck. No doubt you'll raise tons of money for a fantastic cause. Guys, thank you very much.
Thanks,
the All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Wow, I need to say a very, very big thank you to Ian and Claire for coming in. And remember, Q Radio is the only place you can get tickets to the Valentine's Day Massacre. We're auctioning them off for Pips, Suicide Prevention Charity in Northern Ireland. Head on to our website, qradio.com, follow the link, make any donation you can afford. Take a screenshot of your donation, send it into your studio WhatsApp, 07702 687 001. And we could be calling you on Friday morning to let you know you've won those tickets. Any amount, greatly appreciated, and thank you in advance. I have an apology to make.
I know.
I really do. Mm-hmm. I forgot to do something. You reminded me. Dylan reminded me. Emails reminded me. There was notes written and I forgot.
I know. Yep. I'm like that too. Bit of a scatterbrain.
I need to make an apology phone call and I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to ring the number you've given me.
Mm-hmm.
Because this should have been done
last Friday.
But last Friday.
And then Monday.
And Monday as
and
well.
And now we're up Wednesday.
Sorry. I'm a terrible person.
Well, they've not blocked you.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Who's this?
This is Declan Wilson from Q Radio.
No, it's not.
It is, yes, I promise.
No, it's not.
It is, it's me. Is this Lindy?
It's Linda.
Linda, sorry. That's your fault, yes.
I was going by the WhatsApp name.
Anyway, I'm ringing to apologise.
Oh my goodness.
Because I should have made a phone call last Friday.
Last Friday, then Monday.
And then, to be fair to Yaz, she left notes, she sent emails, and I completely forgot. So I'm ringing to apologise and to say hello to Darcy.
Just hold on a second, I get everyone.
Okay.
Been really grumpy this morning.
Oh,
so that's a hopefully good smile,
Lizzie. To be fair, I'm not surprised. This phone call should have been about 2 months ago. But I just wanted to ring because I believe it was Darcy's 12th birthday, is that right?
Darcy Michelle,
She was 12, and here she is sitting beside me now.
Darcy, hi!
Hi!
Listen, I just wanted to ring and say happy birthday. You had a brilliant suggestion for a song to play. I think everyone else would love it as well. So I'm going to play it for you. And I just wanted to ring and say happy birthday. Hope you had a really good one. And thank you very much for listening to the show. And I'm so sorry that it's about 9 months late. But hope you had a good one. And thank you.
Thank you.
You're so, so welcome. Do you know what I'm going to do as well? As an apology, I'm going to sort out a goodie bag. We'll send that to Darcy. We'll get a wee thing sent out to you as well. All right?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Darcy, we're going to play Queen. Don't Stop Me Now for you next, all right?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and you have a great day. Thanks, Darcy.
Thank you.
Bye, listen. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Here we have a super fan, Jim, you and me.
Okay.
Judy. That's her name, Judy.
Okay.
Judy works in St. Dominic's School, right?
Okay.
Listens to the show every morning. Judy also doesn't get why I give out traffic information in Port Stewart. Because she's like, I live in Belfast. Why do I need to know about Port Stewart? Because we're northern, we're province-wide.
It's a big place.
We're big, Judy. We're kind of a big deal, Judy.
Yeah.
You know? But I wanted to give Judy a little shout-out because she's a sweetheart. And she listens to the show every single morning. And she just said how good-looking that you and me are.
Has she actually looked at us?
No, that last bit. Last bit was a lie, Jim. I'm not gonna joke.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks. I'm sure you're stunning.
We love you, Judy.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Teddy Swims on Q Radio. I have a lovely visitor who's just come in to see me. And you brought me a coffee as well. That is so nice of you. Introduce yourself. Tell everybody your name. What's your name?
My name's called Lacey Jane.
Lacey Jane, it is so nice to have you in the Q Radio this morning. Is it your favourite radio station?
I've never found a radio station.
I know, but is Q Radio your favourite radio station?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought you would say that, funny enough. And who's your favourite presenter?
Yay.
That's okay. Woo! Thought you were going to say something else there. Well, here, it's so nice to have you in. You're so, so kind for bringing me a wee coffee. You want to do a little request and play a song for somebody. Who is that somebody?
Joanne McBurney.
Joanne McBurney, okay. And what song would you like to play for Joanne McBurney?
Giants.
Bye.
Jim McKenna.
Okay, we will do that for you next. Do you want to say hi, Joanne?
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
And finally, this caught my attention because I know I do this. People who regularly buy their groceries from local supermarket convenience stores instead of bigger ones could be paying up to £800 more a year, which looked at Tesco Express and Sainsbury's Local and found some items are often more than a third more expensive.
So that, serious?
Yep. So that surprised me. So, because I know I finish here at Q, I come home and I kind of pull into the little convenience stores. Like, I can't be bothered going to the big shop. Not going to do the big shop just yet. And yeah, you realise it. You know at the time that they're more expensive, but it's the convenience you're paying for.
That's why they call them convenience stores, Jim.
There we go. See, that's why you're working in marketing. That's why you're in the big bucks.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
So all week on the show, we've been talking about the Valentine's Day Massacre. We're about to ring one of the headlining people here, Yaz, one of the headliners for the event.
I know. I love this guy. I saw him a couple of weeks back, actually.
He was on the show
randomly.
A couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
Paddy McDonald, come on, answer your home, son.
Hello.
Paddy McDonald, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, how's it going?
Not all good. Not too bad, all good, mate. How's it going with you, more importantly?
Jeebers. I'm dead on. Dead on.
Are you nervous yet?
No. I'm from West Belfast. How could you be nervous about a fight?
I was about to say, you play the Westie card. I'm from the West. We fought on a daily basis. Love it.
I think everybody's nervous. I think we're all feeling it.
I was about to say, because it's so funny. Like, you think so many comedians for charity, they get up and do a stand-up show. No. Come on, we'll just batter the life out of each other.
No, I think they set it up to beat me up. You know what? The rest of the comedians, I think they found this guy in Saban that can fight, and then this is right now we'll have the fight.
Do you know what I love? You're one of the headliners too. You're like one of the last people on, are you?
Yeah, we're the last fight. We're the headline fight.
You're the headline fight. So this is kind of like, this is mad. You're the headline. Have you got your walkout music and all prepared?
Oh, everything's prepared.
Is it?
Don't do anything half measures.
Well, see, I was thinking for the walkout music, obviously me being a DJ, I thought I'd throw a suggestion in there. If it tops it,
go ahead.
You're more than welcome to use it, but if not, I totally get it.
Nothing's going to top this.
Well, I think it's a good suggestion. What do you think of this, Paddy? Right? Imagine jam-packed Ulster Hall. It goes, the lights go down. Do you know, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Where the lights go, goes like that. And then you hear this.
Sure, your Uncle Tommy. All right, you're next.
And then you come walking to that bit. Know what I mean? West Belfast rap. I think it's good.
It's good. It is good. But I'll keep the one I have.
I was sitting in Double Science in LaSalle on a Monday, and that was my ringtone, and it went off one time. It's just every Westie has had that as their ringtone at one point or another. Here, how's training going, Paddy? You training away?
Training was flying up until about Monday when my brother Stag was called in Liverpool. So it was there for 2 days, and then I've got a sore foot. But listen, if I have to hop into the ring, I'll hop in.
So you're fighting on an injury?
Oh, why?
But here, the good thing is, it's not kickboxing. I mean, like, you know, you can use your hands. But it's
That's it. Listen, I'm getting beat anyway, so it's all right.
Not at all. I think you'll surprise us, but I think you'd throw a heavy punch, like, you know.
Oh, somebody's been telling stories now.
I wouldn't want to fight you, like, just saying. I'd be like, you know, you square up to someone in school and they're like, fight me, and you're like, nah, no, you're all right, mate. That'd be me.
I just had loads of older sisters and no brothers, so it was one of them things that I got created in the street to defend them, and so it got to a stage where I got beat up that many times I was able to defend myself. Do you know what I mean?
You're not made of glass. I'll take a punch, like, 100%. Well, you're probably, we're doing a good thing on the show this morning, right? We decided, obviously, because we at Q Radio are the only place in the world with a pair of tickets to this event, we're auctioning them off, so we're taking donations, and just at random tomorrow on the show we're going to pick a winner. Just anyone who's donated, and we're going to send them to the event this Saturday. So what we're doing this morning is we're taking song requests, and we're going to try and, you know, get a few donations for song requests. So have you any sort of song you think that would... Don't be giving us your walk-in song, but have you any song you would like to hear? And then I'll even throw a wee donation in.
Well, Chelsea Dagger would be good.
Chelsea Dagger. I like that one. Here we go. Here, we'll stick that on now, Paddy. We'll let you get, I can tell at the minute you're probably in a jam-packed gym training away. So,
I'm in a jam-packed house with kids here trying to get them sorted for school.
Yeah, that is a workout, to be fair. That's more of a workout than in a gym, like, with a personal trainer. So, fair play to you, Paddy. Listen, we're all looking forward to it. It's got to be amazing. Before you go, there's pay-per-view as well.
Yeah, pay-per-view. So I think because the tickets sold that quick, everybody wanted a ticket apart from used to having two tickets. But it's pay-per-view, and I think it's a £5 thing on tele Patreon, and you get to see the fights. So
well worth it.
We'll raise loads of money.
The money goes to PIP Suicide Prevention in Northern Ireland as well, which is just a phenomenal cause. So fair play to you guys for doing what you're doing, taking punches for a good cause. It's class. Fair play, lad.
That's it. No problem. Thanks very much.
Listen, thanks for giving us your time, Paddy. We'll let you get back to training and sorting the kids. Have a good day, mate, and look forward to the fight, all right?
Yes, no problem. Thanks very much. See you later, guys.
Cheers, Paddy. Bye, mate.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
You like that, Jim, do you?
That's a tune, son.
You like that one, do you? You like that one, Yaz, do you?
I do, yeah.
Go on, you boy.
Footloose, get it, Logan. You two may like it, not as much as this lady.
Declan, I cannot believe you are playing my all-time favourite song, Footloose. Oh, my goodness. And to think, I thought you couldn't improve, couldn't get better. But this morning, Declan, you have achieved the highest of highs.
God tier.
Oh, my goodness, you have made my morning. School drop-off, dancing in the car like a looper. Everybody's thinking, there she is again, that blooming Footloose.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, you've made my day.
So welcome.
Bye.
I bet those kids were scundered.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
We, Yaz.
Yeah.
I've smashed a grand. Yes! Unreal.
Over a grand now. Do you want to know what we're sitting at now? We are sitting at £1,132.
Amazing. Wow. All for PIP's Suicide Prevention in Northern Ireland. And you know what? We have had a staggering donation.
Yeah.
We know how tough it is at the minute, right? Let's face it, very rare that nowadays people have spare cash lying about. But we need to give this lady a call because her generosity is just, it's blowing my mind this morning. And I just want to ring and say thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Mary.
Yes.
Mary, listen, sorry to disturb you. It's Declan from Q Radio.
Oh, Declan, how are you?
And Yaz is here too. Yeah. I'm not too bad.
Hi, Yaz.
Listen,
Mary.
Yes.
We just want to say thank you. Unbelievable.
Oh, you're welcome.
What a gesture.
I got you as your thousand anyway.
Oh, you really did. You were the one that pushed it over the grand, Mary.
Pushed it over for us, Mary.
That was help from my friend Ellen. He didn't know how to do a screenshot.
Oh. I love it.
So I have to thank Ellen for that.
No, I'm screenshot.
Hold on. Do you have an Android or an Apple?
It's Android.
Android, you don't even know what I have, Declan.
Stupid Mickey Mouse phones.
I don't.
You had an Apple.
It's brilliant, they're brilliant. Yes, I love the phones.
So do I, Mary. Mary's got good taste.
Mary, you are, honestly, that's so generous from the series. Seriously.
I mean,
200.
Good morning, sir.
Honestly, it's going to such a good cause, and we're just needed to ring and say thank you so much. That is so
thank
generous.
Thank you so much, phone call.
Honestly, not a problem. Here, what's your favourite song? That's definitely worth a track.
Oh yeah.
Can you do me a Harry Styles?
Harry Styles, 200 quid. He's worth 200 quid. Harry Styles, isn't he? which Harry Styles song would you like?
Watermelon sugar.
Did we play that this morning?
You might have played that this morning already.
The other one.
I'll play it again. Adam Curry, give us 200 quid.
No, the latest one that he had.
The latest one, okay. Right, okay, we'll do the latest one.
We did play Watermelon Sugar at 8:33. I don't want to get
sacked.
But
it's Mary. We're doing it for Mary.
Mary, we'll play Harry Styles for you. You're an absolute hero. Thank you so much for that, Mary.
No problem, okay, anytime. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Mary.
Thank you,
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
I'm so annoyed at the next story. Chris Pratt said he's so honoured to be playing the title character of the upcoming Super Mario Brothers film. Chris said there's no bigger fan of the franchise and his younger self would be so proud of himself. My younger self would be raging because he has ruined Mario for a generation. Ruined Mario. Imagine introducing your child to Mario for the very first time and Mario sounding like this.
You don't have to be the bad guy.
When did Mario turn into a counsellor?
Well, I was going to say that as well, and there's not even like a wee hint of Italian.
Horrendous. Mario's American now. He's not an Italian plumber. This is Mario.
It's a me, Mario.
I know.
Woohoo! Let's go. Okie dokie.
I've been the voice of Mario for 26 years.
Well, why retire now, mate? Stay on.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
The time has come, Yaz. People, the generous people of Northern Ireland have been donating all week. They've been sending in the screenshots of their donations, and we're going to randomly generate a phone number.
Yep. Let's do this. It's so generous. We're up at £1,282.
That's amazing. And it's all for Pip's suicide prevention too. Brilliant cause. So thank you. If you have donated any amount this week, you're a legend. We love you for it. Right, one person has got to win a pair of Money Can't Buy tickets, and we're going to just hit dial and see what number comes up. See who answers. Here we go. Please answer, actually. Never thought about that. Oh no, come on, please. Please answer your phone, please.
Hello?
Hello, thank God. Who's that?
Who's this?
This is Declan from Q Radio. Who are you? What's your name?
Is this a wind-up?
No, it's not a wind-up. Just tell me your name. What's your name?
It's Phil Boyd.
Phil Boyd. You're going to the boxing event tomorrow night at the Ulster Hall. Yes!
Happy days.
Yeah! Oh, thank you for answering your phone. That could have went on. That could have went on and on and on. Phil, you have won a pair of Money Can't Buy tickets, mate.
Is this a wind-up or what? I can't believe it.
Not a wind-up.
This is not a drill.
Well, the person impersonating me is very good. Tell you that much. No, legitimately, it's Declan and Yaz. We're calling you from The Breakfast Show on Q Radio, and you've won tickets to the Valentine's Day Massacre tomorrow night in the Ulster Hall.
Happy day.
Happy day. Here, I'll see you there. I'm going too. Will we get a pint?
Yes, of course, 100%. Happy days, yeah.
Yes, lad. Let's make it happen. It's a date. Right, well, here, we'll be in touch with you in the next few minutes. Well done. Congratulations. All you need to do is text your best friend or your partner or someone, whoever you want to take with you. Get that sorted, and we'll see you there tomorrow night then.
Jeez, I can't believe it. Honestly, I was literally just listening to the show right now.
Well, here, happy days. You've donated, so fair play to you. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, grand. Happy days. So what? You're just going to get me a ring back then, or...?
We'll give you a ring back, yes. We'll sort out, because we'll need to get you the tickets to get in tomorrow night. But we'll get you sorted. Congratulations.
Get on. Come on, back and thank you.
Yes, mate. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, mate. All the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
And that completes another All Day Breakfast podcast. If you made it the whole way through, congratulations, you win nothing, but you can listen again next week. Subscribe, like, do all that stuff. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend or weekday, or actually whenever you're listening. It doesn't really matter, actually. It's not time sensitive, Yaz, is it?
No.
So
anytime.
I mean, it could be December, it could be Christmas, and you're just catching up, so... Could be any time, really. But anyway, we hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much. And make sure you subscribe. Thank you.
The All Day Breakfast Podcast. Brought to you by Travel Solutions.